This is Passport to Texas. In September 2014, when City of Waco employees found zebra mussels near a boat ramp in Lake Waco, Parks and Wildlife, the City of Waco, and the Texas Army Corps of Engineers moved quickly to stop this non-native aquatic invasive in its tracks.
The City of Waco ordered up the tarps, and they hired commercial divers and set the plan, and last fall we put them all in place.
Brian Van Zee, Inland Fisheries Regional Director, says there wasn't time to obtain permits for chemical treatments, so divers and staff positioned the 8 thick rubber tarps on the lake bottom over the infested area to block sunlight and oxygen below.
And we just recently pulled those tarps from Lake Waco, and it was really looking very good. We could tell by the condition of those tarps underneath them that we had reached anoxic condition. You could smell the hydrogen sulfide smell in these black conditions, which you typically see when you've got anoxic conditions.
Although divers found 2 live zebra mussels on rocks they brought up, Van Zee is optimistic.
Maybe we knock back the number of zebra mussels that were in that area far enough to where they cannot create a viable reproducing population. We don't know if that's the case or not. We really won't know until probably this spring or summer, actually, maybe even next fall.
Until then, all partners will continue to monitor the lake and enforce the clean, drain, and dry law for all boaters. Learn more at texasinvasives.org. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.